Good morning. On this Labor Day weekend, as we relax with our families, we honor the hardworking men and women who've helped build the strongest economy in our nation's history. With more than 22 million new jobs, record surpluses, the lowest unemployment rate in 30 years, all Americans have a right to be proud. But even at this time of unprecedented prosperity, millions of Americans still are working every day for the minimum wage. Today, I want to talk about giving them a much-deserved raise. Every one of us knows someone who works for the minimum wage and often struggles to make ends meet. People like Cheryl Costas, a mother of four I met just a few months ago. Cheryl's from a small town in Pennsylvania. She works at a local convenience store for the minimum wage so she can support her four children and her disabled husband. As she said to me, $5.15 an hour doesn't pay the bills. It doesn't put food on the table. 70% of all workers on the minimum wage, like Cheryl, are adults. Almost 50% work full-time, 60% are women. In many cases, they are their family's sole breadwinners, struggling to raise their kids on $10,700 a year. These hardworking Americans need a raise. For more than 7 years now, our administration has sought to build an America that promotes responsibility and rewards work. That's why we nearly doubled the earned income tax credit to cut taxes for millions of hard-pressed working parents. Why we passed a children's tax credit, $500, that 15 million Americans have taken advantage of, and why we provided for tax cuts for college tuition that 10 million families have taken advantage of. Why we fought to pass the Family and Medical Leave Act that over 20 million Americans have taken advantage of to take a little time off when a baby's born or a parent's sick. Why we've worked for better health care coverage and more child care coverage. And why in 1996, I signed legislation to raise the minimum wage to $5.15 an hour over 2 years. It's long past time we raised it again. In fact, more than a year and a half ago, I proposed to raise the minimum wage by a dollar over 2 years. That's a modest increase that merely restores the minimum wage to what it was way back in 1982 in real dollar terms. Still, that's no small change to more than 10 million Americans who work for the minimum wage. For a full-time worker, it means another $2,000 a year. Enough for a family of four to buy groceries for 7 months or pay the rent check for five. But month after month, even with bipartisan support in Congress, the Republican leadership has sat on our proposal to raise the minimum wage, costing the average full-time worker more than $1,000 in lost wages. So far, it's been the victim of every legislative maneuver in the Congressional Handbook, from poison pill attachments to special interest strong-arming. Some Republicans have even reverted to the same old attacks they used back in 1996, the last time